B'shus, the Rosh Yeshiva, Panhaus Yeshiva, Rabban Yeshiva, and Talmid HaYeshiva. Hamevi Gem, Imdin Sayyam, Tzarech Shira Fainechtav, Fainechtav. Words that we all just started our morning Seder with, kicked off his man. And one opens up the beginning of Maseches Gittin, I cannot but wonder why Rebbe chose to start the Masechta this way. In fact, if you look at the end of the Masechta on Daf Tzadi, the Mishnah tells us the circumstances under which one is going to get divorced. And the question is, why don't we start with something more fundamental as an introduction to the Masechta? Why don't we start the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi? Why do we start with this specific case of someone who brings a get from overseas into Eretz Yisrael? What's going on here? The Chasam Sofer explains, quoting from the Ramban, that we don't want to start the Masechta on a bad note. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi says the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that you divorce her because you found someone better. She did not find favor in his eyes. And we don't want to start the Masechta on that note, so we start with something a bit different. Last year, Rabbi Shechter Shlita gave Shir Psicha on the word in the big box in the beginning of the Masechta. He talked about Inyanei Shutfus in Maseches Bava Basra. I'd like to take the next minute or so to similarly focus on that first word in the big box, Hamevi. The Chasam Sofer continues that we start with Hamevi because the word Hamevi is the gematria of the word Chain, and the Havas Haget is a tikkun for the Imlo Simsa Chain of the Pasuk. That we have that reality of that she didn't find favor in his eyes, and the get is a way to fix that. The process of divorce, of Hamevi get, stems from the failure of being Mevi in the first place. We put this word front and center, the big box, hard to miss, to remind ourselves of the chiyuv that we have to bring people in. As we enter Chodesh Elul and a new Zman, and for some of us a new yeshiva, we should heed the advice of our Rashiva, Rosh Shimon Shkup Zatzal, Nakdama to Shara Yasher, to expand our boundaries and our self-definition, to not just include others, but to be Mevi, to bring people in. Reach out to a fellow Yid, maybe someone you're not so familiar with, a first-year Talmud, someone who you didn't get to know while you were here in YU, and bring them in. Bring them into your circles, show them around, show them the ropes, help them out. Just make them feel welcome. And Mir Hashem, as we begin this Zman, and we enter Chodesh Elul, we could take this inyan of Benad HaChaver, of bringing people in, and be misakin and not have to, chas v'shalom, get to a point of a gerushin, of a splitting up.
Thank you. Thank you to our Tzolei president. If anyone has not got to know Rav Effie yet, please get to know him. The source of a lot of exciting things going on here in the yeshiva, representing our Talmidim. I really want to pick up where Effie started us off. They haven't introduced myself yet to you yet. I'm Yosef Kolinsky. I'm the Dean of Undergraduate Torah Studies. And we heard those who were in Zochet here last night to hear Rav Shechter in the Beis Medrash with his Shir Psicha, introducing us to many of the concepts of Maseches Gittin, and at the end challenging each of us to learn the whole Masechta, to do all the lines, all the Gemaras, all the Rashis, all the Tosin. He said the only way you can really understand what you're supposed to do if you're involved in the halachos of Gittin, you have to know the whole Masechta, everything, every line. And at first glance, learning Maseches Gittin, if you go beyond the first word, maybe, it's not necessarily the most cheerful Masechta. We're talking about divorce, talking about the breakdown of a marriage. And to go to the end of the Masechta, the Mishnah that Effie referenced, I did this last year when we did Bava Basra. I talked about the end. So here to Gittin, we'll see what happens next year. Talking about starting the last Mishnah, because really the last Mishnah is what is actually talking about what Get is about. There, the Mishnah talks about the three opinions as what are the conditions under which one can give a Get. Bishamai says, a person should not divorce his wife. Lo yigarash nam ishto elim kein matzaba dava erva. There's some infidelity. There's something really going on wrong with the relationship over here where there's concern that maybe there's Devar Erva going on between the husband and wife and somebody else. Beis Hillel says, Avidlik Ticha Tav Shilo. She's not, something going on wrong with the way how she's presenting her dinners to him. And Rabbi Kiva says, as Effie said, Afilu Matza Acheres Noa Emena. Someone else in his eyes doesn't look as beautiful to him. The question being, how could it be according to Beis Shammai and according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, how could Lecha Kamocha, the end of a marriage, you're going to give a get because somebody else, you look at in Matzah Chaim Be'enav, that's going to be the end of this marriage? They've been married together for 45 years. One day, another person, Matzah Chaim Be'enav, the end of the marriage, how could it be? Well, Soloveitchik and others have offered the following approach. The Rabbi Akiva is not being Mekel and Hilchos Gittin. He's being machmir in Kiddushin. If we understood what marriage was about, if we understood what a relationship is about, the high level of how a husband and wife should be acting towards each other, then we would begin to understand if somebody else is matzah chein be'enav, then that's already the beginning of the end of the marriage. Marriage is based upon Kiddusha. It's based upon thinking about somebody else, taking somebody else part of your life. Not to get too much about a marriage presentation for this morning, but there are a lot of relationships that we have in our lives. Our lives are built upon relationships with ourselves, with our families, with our friends, with our chaverim, and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each of those relationships require a lot of investment in time, a lot of investment of thought. Today, for the next few seconds, I just want to talk about continuing Effie's point about friendships, about friends, about chaverim. True friendship is not utilitarian. It's not, oh, what can I get out of this? Oh, he's going to bring me dinner today, I'll bring him dinner tomorrow. He's taking me to a wedding today, I'll take him to a wedding next week. What can I get out? Oh, I'm calling him up because I want to see what I can get out of this deal. That's not a friendship. That's a business relationship. That's a partnership. A friendship is built upon trust, built upon giving, giving of time, giving of oneself, and knowing that the more time you invest in the relationship, the more you will get to be able to develop it. Baruch Hashem, our yeshiva, we have about 1,100 Talmidim here in our yeshiva today. 1,100 Talmidim. Now, for a college, you would say, that's tiny. A college, 1,100 students, what kind of college is that? But for a yeshiva, that's a pretty big yeshiva. 1,100 Talmidim in yeshiva, that's a pretty big yeshiva. I was thinking about that for a second, because I would never expect you to know everyone in your college. If you went to a big college, 20,000 students, 40,000, it's impossible. You're here to get education. Okay, you got your education, you went to your class, you went home. But in your yeshiva, in our yeshiva, I kind of do expect that. It's a kind of big expectation, something I try to take upon myself as well. But it's doable. It's doable to try to get to know everyone in the yeshiva. Sir Basil's looking at me. He knows everyone's name already. We welcome 300 new Talmidim to our yeshiva this week. Also a large number. I would hope and expect that those that have been here before, for the next month, for the month of Elul together, we go out of our way and overextend ourselves. Saying hello to somebody. Is somebody who walks down the hall with you, into the elevator with you, sits next to you at the cafeteria? What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, it's your first time here. Do you know where the light? I was in the basement. I think it was Sunday. So I said, where's the bathroom? I'm like, wow. He doesn't even know where the bathroom is. You must be new here, I hope. Right. Right. If he asked where the air conditioner was, then he's been here for a while. Where's the bath? So take the next. The truth is, I think there are studies and other things. If you do something for 30 days, you know, from Mashiach Ruach and other things, you habituate yourself for 30 days, it'll become second nature. I guarantee you, if you do this for 30 days, I'm only asking you to do it for Elul, but if you do it for Elul, I have a feeling you'll be doing it later on in the year as well. When's the best time to work on one's relationship? When do you have time to do this? Any thoughts? When would be the best time to do this? Shabbos. Shabbos is a great time to work on our relationships with others. Shabbos, you're more relaxed. Shabbos, everyone is put together. You have good food. You have time. You're not running from between. Can I catch the mincha before I go to class? And then I have to go to here and that, this and that. Maybe you can get somebody's name on an elevator, but you're not going to really be able to develop unless you happen to be going on the elevator every day for the next, then you get stuck in the elevator. Then you have time. Then you have time. I don't wish it upon you, but if you do, and it's happened to me also, if you get stuck in the elevator, then you really get to know the person next to you in the elevator. But typically here in Yeshiva, elevator rides aren't so long, or they're packed. But on Shabbos, you have time to get to know the people on your floor, the people in your shir, the people who aren't on your floor in your shir, and to break out of those past circles of friends. We're adults here now. It doesn't have to be that clicky thing when I was 12 years old. These are the four people that I eat lunch with and dinner with and I go to basketball games with and this and that. The world's a little bit larger world and we're a little bit more mature than that at this point. So Shabbos, staying for Shabbos this week. That's also, by the way, a good thing to ask a new student. Do you know how to sign up for Shabbos? You do two things at once. One, you're saying, what's your name? The other one, you're saying, can I help you? The third thing is you're telling you're staying for Shabbos, because everyone knows you're staying for Shabbos. So those are the things to keep in mind. This Shabbos, please, we're having a fantastic Shabbos here. Opening Shabbos is always exciting. We have to get moving. We have a very important Shabbos in a few weeks in Camp Romamu, an experience that hasn't happened here in 15 years. We'll be taking the yeshiva to another place. Then you'll have a lot of time to meet people. If you don't have so much time during the week, Camp Romamu is going to be a time. Everyone's going to know each other after that Shabbos. So keep that in mind as well. Also, to introduce someone who's in this Beis Medrash, who's going to be the Shoel Meshiv for the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Tzvi Benoff, if I know where he's sitting. Rabbi Tzvi, you're here? Okay. Rabbi Tzvi usually sits over here. Rabbi Benny Krohn is the Mashgiach of the Beis Medrash. He's also not here this second. They get to know them as well. And let us try to learn Maseches Gittin. And while we're learning Maseches Gittin, we're working on our relationships. Let's learn the lesson of Rabbi Akiva. And to make this yeshiva the warm and welcoming place we all want it to be. With that, I ask Rabbi Penner, the Dean of Reitz, to continue or take us elsewhere in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. Very little time left. So this morning, I'm in one of the shtiblach in Cedarhurst. Those of you don't know, over COVID, I moved from Queens. I moved from Queens to the Five Towns. Turns out I moved to Brooklyn. I thought I was moving to the Five Towns, but where I live, so I daven in the shtiebel, and Baruch Hashem, most people don't know who I am. It's very, very pleasant. But a few people figured out I'm a rabbi. I'm connected to this mythical place, YU, whatever that is. So this morning they asked me, Rabbi, why are you wearing a tie today? So I said, it's the first day of yeshiva. He says, first day of yeshiva, it's not Elul yet. I said, oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. What goes on in our Beis Medrash is more important than what goes on in any other Beis Medrash. We get a couple of days start. Klal Yisrael is not yet in the Beis Medrash. I said, if you understood what went on there, you'd contribute to our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. That's what I do. But I want you at least to understand. I want you at least, even if not everyone in every shtiebel understands, the importance of this Beis Medrash and the larger Beis Medrash that continues across the street. You have to understand how important you are and how important the time is that you spend here. We are part of a larger Jewish community. And we are part of a larger Torah Jewish community. But for our community, you are the creme de la creme. And you are the future. And everyone who is here at Yeshiva University, this is the leadership of our community into the next generation and beyond. I know you're like, I just came here, I just wanted to go to college and find a good place to learn. I'm sorry. You chose YU. And if you're here, it means that you are vitally important to the future of our community. And you have to take advantage of the time that you have here. It means you have to take advantage of the time you have to learn here. Take advantage of Seder. As someone who does my best to get out of my office and get back down, you don't have these chances throughout your whole life. Take advantage of the intensity of the time of Seder. Put away your phones. You know what they say about the level of concentration that you get to after 15 minutes of learning, 15 minutes of studying? You look at a text on your cell, it's gone. You lose all the intensity. I'm not talking about in Shemayim. I'm talking about just psychology. Please, let's have no cell phone. This is it. This is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Put away the cell phones. You don't need it right now. Train yourself to get beyond that. Use every moment. Take advantage of the mashgichim, of the Rosh Yeshiva. You won't always be sitting in a room with 6, 7 Rosh Yeshiva. You won't always be sitting in a room with Rabbeim and mashgichim like this. Take advantage of the time that you have. Understand, use this time to figure out what's important to you. You may have seen in one or two places around the campus, there are these core Torah values. Hiding behind doors, things like that. You know what? We have to have core values. We have to know what it is that we believe and what's important. Do those 5 things resonate with you? Get to know what they are. What's more important is that you leave Yeshiva University understanding what your values are. If you leave without values, without core things that you believe in, then we've failed. And you've failed because you're important, and what you do and the decisions that you make when you leave are critical. And second, begin already to lead while you're here. You're not just a Talmud, and even if you're new, you're not just a Talmud here. You're part of an environment, you're part of an ecosystem, a very warm ecosystem, I might add. But hopefully, I guess the air conditioners will go back on after we stop. But a very, very important ecosystem. Uplift those around you. I saw recently, Rav Moshe Wolfson has in one of his svarim, that we say that when we say by a siyum, that I'm miyoshve beis hamedrash, and I'm not miyoshve kronos. Of course, if I'm sitting in the beis medrash, how could I be miyoshve kronos? So he says, yoshve kronos is also the people that sit in the beis medrash, and they gore everybody else, because the time that they have in the beis medrash takes away from everybody else. You could be sitting in the beis medrash. What are you doing? Are you looking on your phone? Are you bottling? That doesn't just affect you. That affects everybody. Are you keeping the place clean like a makom Torah? Do you take a sefer and not put it back and you mevatel somebody else's Torah? Your presence on this campus is to uplift the campus. And that means also to create a Kiddush Hashem with everyone who is here on the campus. I was speaking to the RAs the other day, and they asked me, you know, what's the deal? We got all these programs. We got, how do you get the JSS guys and the YP guys and the IBC guys and the BMP guys? And I said, it's such a small way of thinking. You are a small percentage of all of the yeshiva high school kids that graduate and go to some sort of college experience. Most of them have chosen, unfortunately, not to be learning Torah on a regular basis. That's so chaval. Yes, I know there's 2 guys in Penn, but forget about those 2 guys. Most of them have chosen not to learn on a regular basis. Everyone who's here, except maybe 1 or 2 people who are fooled. Everybody here decided that they're going to spend their mornings learning Torah. And whether they're doing that till 2:30, or they're doing that till 1, or they're doing that till 12, this is a slice of our community. The future of our community has decided that they're going to be learning Torah until for a half a day. That's the people we're going to look down on? If you're in this year or in that program, this is the creme de la creme. Learn to get along with each other. Learn to respect. This is the greatness of our community, and the future of our community is here on this campus. And consider, and I'll close with this, consider as you're here how you're going to contribute when you leave. Yes, I'm going to push you to think about positions of leadership, positions of Avodas HaKodesh. It's not for everybody. But there is a massive shortage of people out there leading our community, leading organizations, teaching in classrooms, and even leading shuls. You can do this, and we will try to encourage you to see if it's something for you. It's a very special person here in the room, Rabbi Yehuda Chanelis, who's joining us after many years in the classroom. Rabbi Yehuda is here to talk to people who want to consider going into Jewish education. Yes, normal people, even normal people without very rich in-laws, go into Jewish education and have really, really meaningful lives and leave really meaningful legacies. He'll be here. There's a Malava Malka this Motzei Shabbos for those who want a little bit learn about teaching. So use your time here well. I'm going to admit it. We need you even more than you need us as a place that you can come as a yeshiva and as a college. We need you because you are the future of our community. That's why we're here. That's why the Rebbeim here. That's even why the college faculty is here, because you are our future. So please, let us know what we can do and we have open door policies, myself, Rabbi Kalinsky, let us know. You have a wonderful soy group. The president of soy wore a jacket and a tie for this. I've never seen that in all the geschmack. There's people taking this very seriously. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Baruch Hashem, you should all have hatzlacha in your learning. Hashem should give you siyata d'shmaya. Don't forget to daven for success here on the campus and in your lives and with your learning. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should see siyata d'shmaya. Have a wonderful, wonderful, powerful year of success together.
You wore a suit.